Episode 1777, The Struggle is Real.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. Oh, yes, it's Friday. And guess what else? On top of all of that, Thanksgiving is around the corner. I don't know about you, but I am so excited. Don't you need a break? Come on, it's confession day. Confessions of an upset mama. I need a break. The struggle is real. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, failure is something that clouds our lives and the lives of our children. The struggle is real. Dealing with failure is a life skill. We can choose to shelter our children as the infamous helicopter, drone, or lawnmower parent, whatever you want to define as to who you are. But where will that leave our children? If we're not careful, raising up children who are more fearful of failure increases their inability to recover from adversity. Think about that. When we continue to raise up children who are more fearful of failure, it's going to increase their inability to recover from adversity. Life is all about adversity. Ask anyone who has succeeded. They will tell you they have had more failures, more no's than they care to think about. But they wouldn't give any of that up because it brought them to where they are today. Creating a field of success only limits our children. They don't know how to respond to failure or when they don't get what they want. All they do is make a fuss, take note of what they did right, and leave the failures to pile up behind them. Eventually, those mountains of failures begin to anchor them to what they never imagined. Anxiety, low self-esteem, thoughts of suicide, depression, self-injury, even deeper into mental illnesses, stuff we don't want our children to think about or experience. You, as their parent, you want to protect them. I get it. I want to protect my children. I've got five. They're my little basketball team. That makes total sense, right? That we want to protect them, but protecting them from failure only holds them back. They have to learn how to cope with failure. The struggle is real. However, fields of failure lead to greatness. Napoleon Hill says this, strength and growth come only through continuous effort and struggle. Now you can choose to raise your children sheltered and confine them to only what they think they will succeed at, but that will ultimately lend itself to greater failure long term. So think about where you are right now with your child. And if you are like, oh, no, my children are done or I don't have children, great, then look at yourself. Put yourself in this position. When you have failed, you've seen your child fail, what is usually your most go-to action that you take? Do you shut people out? Does your child whine and whimper? Do they complain? Do you complain? Do you have a self-pity party? Now, some of these things are very healthy. We need to express our emotions because if they get bottled up, it becomes what? This huge mountain that's being built, and then we become anchored to that mountain, and that drags us down into the areas that we really don't want to go, nor do we need to go. So expressing ourselves is important, but how long we stay there is a different story. How is our recovery? Are we quick to get back up? Because strength and growth come only through continuous effort. Continuous effort. That means you fall down, you get back up, and you try it again. You have struggles. That's all right. You get back up and you try again. So you have to overcome failure with a struggle drill. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Overcome failure with your struggle drill. Now, you know me in sports, especially football. Right now, oh man, we're almost at the end of November of 2019. And I'm going, I don't have many more months left of NFL, let alone my college ball is going to be up very soon. And that's going to make me very sad. But in the meantime, we're going to talk about drills. Because in sports, we have drills. And we're training for life right now. Train for life. Love your journey. So you got to overcome failure with your struggle drill. Don't settle for mediocrity. Success comes with many failures and an overcomer spirit, a resiliency that leads to greatness. So what does that struggle drill look like? Well, number one, you got to stop. Stop and breathe. And I literally mean stop. Take some deep breaths to settle your mind, to settle your body and your spirit. Your failure does not have to overcome you. You can give it the power, or you can say, no, I got the power. I got the power. Take a time out. This gives you what? The space to not overreact. Most of the time, that's what happens, right? Just think about it. Your child didn't make it on the number one squad, the A team, this year for football. Maybe you've got golf around the corner. Tennis is coming up. Soccer. Tryouts will be happening. Basketball. What happens if they don't make the A team? Whether they're a sophomore, junior, senior, they could be in third grade, fourth grade, fifth grade, 12th grade. Doesn't matter what grade, they could be in college. If they don't get what they want, how are they going to handle themselves? What happens? The first thing we need to do is stop and breathe. We don't want to overreact. That's it, I quit. How many times have you heard that? Oh, I have heard it. And my immediate reaction is I take a deep breath as a mom, and then I say, okay, hold on a minute. Let's look at this situation. Quitting is not an option. It has not been an option in our family. In our family now, in my family growing up, in my grandparents, it just wasn't written in the genes. Not allowed in this DNA. And so instead of reacting, we have to learn to respond. And so give yourself that space. Give your child, teach them how to make space when there's failure. That's hard to do. So number one, you got to stop and breathe. Number two, you got to analyze the situation. Take a moment to assess the situation at hand. What was done right? I guarantee you there was something that was done right during the tryout. Something. There was something that was done right on that test. There was something done right when you were at that job and now you didn't get the promotion that you wanted. There's still something that was done right. Look at that. What was it? Then look at the flip side. What was done wrong? It's important to look at both sides. You have to understand it because if you don't look at both sides, you don't know how to improve. Failure is a part of the process. If you don't fail, you will not succeed. So how can you improve when you do fail? Analyze the situation. Take a look at it. And remember, it's only looking at that situation. Now, after you look at that situation, if you've had multiple situations similar to the one that you're in right now, that your child is in right now, then begin to expand that out and look for patterns. But that's a totally different step. Right now, you're just looking at this one situation, narrow vision, seeing what was done right, what was done wrong. How can I improve? How can we make it better? Do you keep dropping the ball when it's thrown to you? Then what is it? Is it the style and the way you're catching it? Do you need to change your grip as when you actually catch that ball? What is it for that particular situation? So you've got stop and breathe. Number two, analyze the situation. And finally, number three, respond and redefine. Formulate your thoughts and actions on what's next to accomplish your goal. Do you hear anything in here about giving up, about quitting? Now, I agree there is a time to quit, but that's not the discussion that we're having here today. We're talking about everyday bloopers, basically, where our kids fall down, and if we don't watch out, we're like, oh my gosh, and then they overreact too, and we're like, okay, that's okay, honey. You don't need them. We'll go find another team. We'll go find another teacher. We'll go to another school. Your children need to fail in order to succeed. I'm just going to put it out there. Because success comes by failure. So you've got to respond and redefine. It's not about quitting. Speak your intention. What does your child want? What do you want? This way you flush out the reactions, you get rid of the reactions, and you utilize your goals. What is your child's goals? What is the one goal that he's after? What is the one goal that she wants desperately on the cheer squad? Is it to be the center spotter? Is it to be the one that's on the top? What is it? What is that goal? Respond and redefine. You see, sometimes our goals are just kind of like out there. I want to make the A team. Well, what does that mean, making the A team? A failure allows us to look at it. Okay, you said you want to make the A team. It didn't happen. So what can you drill down and say, okay, how can I make the A team or be better as if I am on the A team? Respond and redefine. Because sometimes, you know what, being on the B or the C team will get you to the A team the next time around. Sometimes we just need a little more time. And that's okay. Failure isn't all that bad. It's a life skill. Just because you don't get something the first, the second, or the third time doesn't mean you will not accomplish what you're after. Your child will get there if they want to. But you've got to be willing to carry their belief torch and not give them an extinguisher. A lot of us are sitting there going, oh, you can't do this. So let's go find something that you can do. Really? We're going to lower them to a standard of mediocrity that, oh, here, this is it. What about raising the expectations? What about them working hard? Continuous effort, continuous struggle. That's what Napoleon Hill said. It's our right to be stretched. It's our right to taste failure. It makes you resilient. Dealing with failure is a life skill. So my challenge question for you today is, what can you do to help your child overcome failure? This week has been a tough week for our household. Three of our five kiddos are still currently in school, and four of which live with us. So the three younger ones right now that are in school, oh my goodness, it is test time. Yesterday, I believe we had 9 or 10 tests between the three of them. That's crazy. Tomorrow, I think they have 7 or 8 tests between the three of them. Tensions are high. Talk about stress. They're just like, I'm like, guys, I need you to go because this mama cannot absorb anymore. I'm like, done. Put me in timeout. I feel like I'm going to school. I can't sleep. I'm waking up in the middle of the night. It's just ridiculous. I'm like, we don't need this. What can you do to help your child overcome failure? Because ultimately, that's what they're thinking about, right? They're not necessarily thinking about the test. They're like, if I fail, then I don't get that A. I need that A, mom, in that class. That's what I'm gearing for. That's an awesome goal, but there's also more than just getting an A. Not that that's not important, but there are other valuable lessons, not just obtaining a certain letter on a report card. So what can you do to help your child overcome failure? This parenting thing is not easy. Huh? And let me tell you, the struggle is real. It's the toughest job you'll ever have, but it's also the most rewarding job. You're doing a tremendous job at it. You're doing what you know how to do. And here, I want to be able to give you the tools, some strategies that will actually work, that you can bring in for real life application, because the struggle is real. And most of us aren't talking about it. We just kind of pretend, and people say, oh, how are you? Oh, I'm fine. We're just really busy. Yeah, you know how life is, kind of stressful, busy, holidays. Yeah. And you're like, if you only knew. I do know. And it's hard. And there's times I know that you want to go in the bathroom or in the corner of your closet and you just want to sit down and cry because you don't know what to do for your child. And it doesn't matter the age of the child. You could have a 32-year-old, a 45-year-old, and they're driving you crazy because you just feel like every single time you turn around, they're doing the same thing wrong over and over again. And you're like, when are they going to learn? I can't handle this much stress. Maybe you've recently had a child move back with you. I actually saw a commercial. I don't remember the commercial because those things don't stick with me unless they make me cry. Then I usually remember the commercial. But this was just a general commercial on TV that I believe it was a city in Texas. I'm not going to tell the city. I think I know the city and can remember it, but I don't want to misspeak. And obviously, this is during the actual time of this recording. So November of 2019, if you're listening to this, then obviously the statistics could be different. But this city had the greatest amount of households where they have millennials living with their parents. And some of those millennials are taking care of those parents, and some are just living together. And so you look at it and you're going, okay, some are moving back home because they can't afford to have two households. And some are doing it for convenience because their parents are older, and so they're taking care of their parents. So it's easier to live in one household, makes sense. This is not judgment by any means, but what I'm here to say is that if you're like, I've got a child that really struggles with failure and they don't want to go out and try because they failed so many times, you got to help them with the struggle drill. Really begin to break it down for them. And if you are a parent who is struggling, I want to help you. Click on the link, Take Aim, in the show notes. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. When you click on that link, that will begin our conversation. I'll get an email, then I'll respond back to you. Yes, it will be me. No one else sees this. That brief information just gives me an overview of where you are. We'll set up a time. Now, the holidays are coming up around the corner, so understand that you're probably not going to get a response until into December of 2019 if you're listening to this at the original time of the recording. Now, if you're listening to this and an archive, hey, you know what? That's great. Still reach out to me. I'm happy to help you. Obviously, though, I can't foresee the future, so I don't know when you're listening, but I'm here to serve you and to help you, to guide you, to give you resources, strategies, and tools that truly will change how you are either parenting, how you're looking at your situation, whatever you need. Click on that link, and that will begin our conversation. You see, the struggle is real. Dealing with failure is a life skill. Teach it early. Be a student for a lifetime. For one step at a time leads to miles of greatness. You got this, Mom. You got this, Dad. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a gorgeous day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.